Well, you got sort of odds and ends there.
Yeah.
It was. And of all the, they all had a ticket.
Well, they did not have a ticket.
Well, what the hell?
Some of them had a ticket. Some of the others should have been, so.
No, they did not have a ticket. Of course, they were, everybody wanted to come in and sort of get a little trouble.
Needle or something in this chair.
They expect me to come over a second, and that thing for a while, right?
If Pat hasn't raised it, I haven't told anybody, and if Pat hasn't raised it with you, and you don't wanna do it, you don't need to. It's, I just lay low. It's there, and it's a,
well, I didn't do it, because I have a chance to talk to her about that, trying to, there, you know, just raise it.
Well, there's nobody expecting you to do it. I've, it's set up so that, you know, Steve knows, and that's all. That, you might be over. Maybe the thing, let's, we ought to take a look at it before you go and see if there's some kind of neat way for you to do it.
Yeah, I don't know, we could.
It's a show going on, maybe you can go in between acts in the show and I say, hi, kids.
Yeah, hi, kids. I went to the Boy Scouts today, did a cute bunch of kids.
Were they?
Half black, half white. It's good. You're a super candidate on that. Secretary of Agriculture messed up. Young 40-year-old guy over there, early, on the entire year, staff in Nebraska.
Head of the department?
Head of the marketing research group.
He'd lose. Those are upper echelon.
He says not, he's in. Says not.
Really? Well, that'd be great.
I'd just like to have a young man for once. I mean, we aren't mentioning it. We all attend. We have no confidence in people younger than we are. Now, you know, you're an exception, and I'm an exception. And as you know, goddammit, I barely have a lot of confidence in people as old as I am. Because, right, we're always looking for young people, but we just so solid confidence, do we?
Yeah, we do on the staff. We've done damn well internally. It's hard to get other people. We put an enormous amount of weight on very young people.
Right.
Look at Ziggler's a super and Jacob.
They're very young. That's right. That's right.
And we've got lots of others. The guys we have, Moynihan, of course, was awfully strong in that.
Yeah.
And
well, that's great, man, always. It's always just a good reflection of the boss and he brings in some young people.
Well, you see that in that, that's another thing, the Disney organization, God,
they're young.
They take, you know, just super young kids, and they take, but they look for ability, and they see a kid who's got some drive and an adequate amount of intelligence, and they put him in charge of something, and they say, here's what you gotta get done, and here's what you got to do with it. And kids respond to that. If you get the right kids, if you get kid who was driving my car, drove me out to the airport. He's the assistant manager of the transportation division of Disney World, which operates 120 vehicles. He's responsible for moving all the people around. And I said, gee, that's great that a young guy like you would have an important spot like that. And he said, that's what's so great about the Disney organization. The only discouraging thing is my boss. And I said, why? They have an older man running the thing. He says, no, what's discouraging is my boss is 19. 2 years younger than I am.
It's quite wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
It's a young world. We've just got our people down here. There's a place for older people, but my God, I don't know.
Well, for operation, for getting things done, as contrasted to, you know, deciding what ought to be done, I think even tend to rely on young people more than older people.
Henry Harris, Jeff Rogers.
I don't know, I haven't seen him in this one since he left here. Is that, is he in Pesa? Harper.
I didn't hear you.
Harper thinks Johnson would be good. But he's sure, but he doesn't think he's solid.
Well, he raises the problem of first whether he would break all the China in the department.
And
that is whether you're willing to do that way, face the problem of the whole hierarchy quitting, which might be a plus, right? Second is whether you can sell them to the farm organizations. And there he says it isn't a matter of getting them to support it, it's only a matter of getting them not to oppose it.
Harlow says Harlow would be good for he'd get all the bus rights, but mainly because he'd be in the whole farms and know the exposure to the president. But one thing Harlow of course is a bad manager. And
but Tommy is a good manager.
He doesn't maybe between farming and running that.
And Harlow has great confidence.
See Harlow some way, Secretary of Agriculture.
See the other ones.
Can you?
No. Because we know he has that expertise, but I can't imagine anybody else.
Well, they're sort of doing the things. I know some way I'm sort of incestuous about there. It's not cruelly.
Well, and if you want to rip him up, just take a soap lobbyist and make him Secretary of Agriculture is about as incongruous as you can get. You'd argue that taking a Texas rancher means Secretary of Treasury isn't so good.
Yeah, we don't know her.
Possibility.
And this other one, those are the ones I think are the possibilities.
There's another possibility that maybe isn't even worth reconsidering, but that is that the felony disqualification is not total. Because you can't go for, and it has been done, there is precedent.
You can't
go for a congressional amendment, you know, to exclude him from the restriction. It would mean you have to be, in effect, you have to be confirmed by both the House and the Senate instead of just the Senate. Okay. Probably would be.
Yeah.
Arthur, when he came out of here, said he wanted to see Mal, because you didn't give him anything on appointment, did you?
What did we give? Give his name to Mal?
Thank you.
Christ, of course, goes to the other extreme, as far around. Stuff that is not work.
I was at war for a year, but he got a year ago, we were going to have in weeks.
And he's been saying it, sir,
every sentence.
Well, yeah,
several times since.
We have to remember, I mean, he said we were going to have a war in the Middle East.
No way out of it.
At the end of the summer, by the fall. And he's told you more often, he's told me, he's told Mitchell, sir, about that. He'd be right.
Tracy Rogers has got us into a war.
Thank you.